simply because you're near me. I'm in the mood for love.
Good morning, sports racers. This is the show with Zay Frank live from Austin, Texas, the South by Southwest Web Awards. It's not the show with Zay Frank. It's a Core 77 broadcast with Alyssa Walker, starring Zay Frank still. And we're here right after the Web Awards where you served as the MC, host? What's?
I have really no idea what that was. It blew by. It was a haze. I would call it band leader, maybe.
And you mentioned that you do get a lot of invitations to speak, a lot of, I think you called it promises of increased exposure in your life. How many of those do you get a day, and how many do you get to follow up on?
Oh, it's not the speaking. No, exposure, free... offers for free exposure usually come from startup companies that are doing syndication and distribution. That's the real gold mine. When a lot of people see your content but don't know who the hell you are, that's really where the value is.
So that's the one thing I do think of, is obviously you have an audience, and beyond that, maybe people hear your name but they don't really know what you're trying to do. They think you're trying to sell something, they think you're trying to create something, and what's like been the most misunderstood thing about your show and what you've done that people have kind of asked you about?
I really wouldn't know. I mean, you know, the show is a fairly closed context environment. It's full of projects that have been running for months, and whole nomenclatures that are impossible to understand from the outside. So, I'd be surprised if anyone understood anything if they just sort of stumbled across it.
And as far as your community that you built, I know I'm so totally familiar with all the projects, like the getting the guy across the country and building of the videos and things like that, the music video. What are their plans for after you stop the show? Do they have their own little spin-off sites and their own little communities that they're going to take this forward?
Well, the ORG is going to be around after the show ends, and there's going to be a lot of community activities that are going to be on zayfrank.com, which people can have the opportunity to sort of play in and around. And beyond that, there's just a lot of folks that have started shows of their own. Not sure if that was a result of the show or just, it is certainly part of what is happening right now. There's a lot of this creative energy and a lot of places to put that energy. So, I think that right now, it's a climate that can support pretty much anyone's desire.
It's a well-timed, I think what you've done is a very well-timed thing, and it's been used as an example. A lot of corporations and stuff use it as an example of, and you've spoken at this before at design conferences about, knowing your audience and engaging your audience and letting them kind of create the brand for you. There's somebody getting their picture taken with, he's posing for the picture. And so do you still get asked to... you've kind of created this user experience thing that's so important and so valuable. Are these corporations coming after you to be a consultant? Do you still do web design work? Are you still going to continue with that? Or are you going to kind of walk away from this and go a completely different tack?
Wow, that was one of the longest questions I've ever, ever. You realize that somebody actually took their picture with me. And then there was another, 2 minutes of question. You brought up a lot of stuff. I think that, I think we're in a very, very sort of, interesting and special time, which is a little slice of time, where a lot of this stuff is kind of happening. There's a certain kind of an energy that the audience is cultivating right now and finally having places and platforms to express it. So, obviously, I think, corporate America is always interested in anything that gets talked about. And, certainly I've spoken to, different folks about different things. Do I think that, a traditional brand should do something exactly like this? No, absolutely not. And quite honestly, I don't think anyone at all should do something like this. But I think that there is, you know, it just as a very general point, I think that this conversational element of media online is something that is very important to explore right now, and I think you can learn a lot from it. And I think it's very, you know, important to do it now because, you know, obviously the syndication and distribution aspect of the web is something that is much more easily monetizable, whereas this other sort of conversational, small community aspect probably has quite a bit of hidden value. I mean, it certainly has a lot of spiritual and emotional value, but because it's not as easy to understand, not as easy to monetize, you know, it can be overlooked and it can be quite frustrating to play in. But
and then who would do the show every single day if someone like at like Procter & Gamble, it wouldn't be the same. They'd be trying to fake an experience that wouldn't work.
No, I mean, it's you know, it's not so much that. I mean, I think that there's plenty of opportunity for big brands to come in as sponsors to definitely, you know, partake in this kind of stuff. But I don't think that it's just a sort of a kind of a plug-and-play model for you know, building a community. You know, it's been a very kind of like organic and strange conversation with an audience that has, you know, and the dynamics of that conversation have dictated where this thing has ended up.
So you've got only like a few more shows. You got 1 week of shows left,
right,
and that's it. We're done on Saturday. You're gonna have a show, or is it on Friday? So I know everybody's been talking about what you're doing next, and so what's the latest on what's going on next?
I have nothing to formally announce. How's that?
You do not plan to have a TV show. If asked, you will not have a TV show. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much for everything you've done. I think that you've raised a level of design, you know, the awareness of design, the importance of this medium, and there's a lot of people who are anxiously awaiting to see what happens next. So.
Rocket. Well, thank you. I'm a Core 7070 fan.
Fabulous. This is Alyssa Walker with Zay Frank, and I will see you maybe somewhere on the internet world again. Thanks.